Tomorrow is Thanksgiving here in the US, and this is actually going to be my last episode before this coming Monday, the last episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And for today, I really, you know, I just wanted to talk to you about Thanksgiving, and specifically, like, not the day, but the process of giving thanks, and about gratitude, and just how powerful it is, and why we shouldn't wait for one day a year to give thanks. So that's what we're going to cover in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so today's episode is relevant whether you're in the US or not, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, tomorrow or some other day because your country has it for some other day, or, you know, whatever you think about the holiday of Thanksgiving. This is about the, like, that spirit and the practice of giving thanks, of having gratitude. Gratitude, like, the more that people look into the actual practice of gratitude, the more power that we discover that it has. Like, the so much of our life is governed by our emotions and by the stories that we tell ourselves about our life. Like, those stories feed into emotions, and those emotions dictate how we show up in the world and, you know, the type of work that we do and everything. Like, everything in our life is driven by all these stories and emotions that we have going on underneath the surface in many cases. And one of the most powerful ways that you can grow the power of your stories and your feelings, and that you can cultivate all those positive feelings, is with gratitude, with recognizing that, like, even taking a deep breath and having the ability to breathe is something to be thankful for. Having, like, food to eat, having access to the world's information through the internet, through, you know, YouTube or podcasts or whatever, however you're consuming this, having access to all of that, something to be thankful for. Like, have the ability to communicate instantly with people around the world, something to be thankful for. Man, I'll tell you what, like, copywriting and marketing for me is something to be hugely thankful for. Today is not actually really a work day for me. I'm doing a little bit of work throughout the day, just kind of some tasks that have to get done. But I work part-time, and I've worked part-time since 2010. I haven't worked a normal work week. Yeah, occasionally I'll work more than 40 hours a week. Sometimes I'll work a lot less than 40 hours a week. In the summer, schedule is super flexible to do kids' activities and stuff like that. But it's all because of copywriting and marketing and being able to, like, write my own destiny, to, like, to define what I want to do with my life and build this skill in such a way that it allows me to do that, to have the freedom to work from where I want, with who I want, and to make a good living while doing so. Man, there's so many things to be thankful for. And there's also a lot of negative things in the world, right? And so sometimes it can be hard because our minds process those negative things on overdrive, whereas it can be hard to get our mind to focus on the positive thing and really appreciate that. And so that's why this practice of daily gratitude is so powerful. And I just want to share, like, a couple little things that we do in our family and our household to cultivate this. So one of the things my wife came up with a couple of years ago was this idea of a Thanksgiving chain. And so at the beginning of November, she cut a bunch of pieces of construction paper, colored paper, into a bunch of strips. And every day, each of us, before we go to bed, we write down something that we are thankful for, that we're grateful for. And then we take everybody's strips of paper for the day, and we glue it together with a glue stick in a link, and we have started creating this chain. And at the beginning of November, we create this chain of gratitude. And by the end of November, like, we actually hang it from our chandelier above our dining room table, our light fixture above our dining room table. And by the end of November, it's just like this massive looping chain of thankfulness, of gratitude. And it's pretty awesome. And it's kind of cool to look at like all the things that we have to be thankful for when we think about them, when we say, you know, what's just one thing that I'm thankful for today? And it really adds up quickly. Like when you do that for the whole family for just a month, it's pretty powerful. But we don't wait till even November. Actually, one of the things that I make sure that I ask my kids every night before they go to bed is, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? And my daughter, who is 7, she always has this whole list, and it's all these like normal things that she says she's thankful for every day. And then some days if she's had like a frustrating time or something around one of those things, she'll say, but today I really don't feel as thankful for this. But then she'll list a couple new things that are unique to the day. And my sons, who are a little bit older, you know, they don't have a long list. And sometimes you kind of have to pull teeth to get these out of them. The things that they're thankful for, but then you can tell which ones that they're actually thankful for and not just trying to fill in the blanks with any answer just to get me to go away and finish saying goodnight. But it's this daily practice of gratitude. And I, you know, while I'm with them reflecting on what they're thankful for, I have an opportunity to reflect on what I'm thankful for. And it just, it's a great reminder. Yeah. Like, I live a great life, and there are certain things in my life that you might not have in yours that you're like, oh yeah, Roy, you can be grateful for that, but I have this. But what do you have that you're thankful for? What relationships do you have that you're thankful for? You're healthy. Hopefully there's like some health things. And even if you have some health conditions, you can be thankful for other aspects, other ways that you're healthy, ways that you're healthy mentally, ways that you're healthy emotionally. Like, we all have negatives and positives, and this is about recognizing those positives and really taking a moment on a regular basis to appreciate them, to cultivate the positive feeling states that allow us to move through life in as positive of a way as possible. And like, yes, we're realistic. But the gratitude, it's so easy to slip into all the negativity. It's so easy to slip into, like, geez, if you just like scroll your newsfeed in Facebook or scroll whatever news site you prefer, you'll find it absolutely chock full of negative news. And it's really easy to get lost in all that negativity. And so you have to intentionally choose gratitude. You intentionally choose Thanksgiving. And that's something that you can do every single day of the year, 365 days of the year. And it will have a positive effect. As you believe, so it shall be done unto you. I have that right here. And if you believe that there is positive in the world, you will experience positive in the world. You'll be focused on that positive in the world, and you'll enjoy it more, and you'll be happier. And when you have those positive feelings, those positive feeling states, you will perform better at you know, whatever it is that you're doing, whether we're talking like, I'm not even talking marketing and business, although that's part of it. You'll have better relationships. You'll have better health. You'll have a better career. You'll have better finances. You'll have like so much more in your life will go well if you approach it from this positive place. And not you know, again, like, it doesn't have to be Pollyanna. It doesn't have to be you know, blind optimism. There can and should be some realism there. And also the realism has to include that there is so much that you can be thankful for, even just being born today in a place where you have access to a message like this. So I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Of course, I haven't talked that much about marketing in today's episode, but if you'd like more marketing content from me, business content from me, and occasionally some more personal development type content from me, go ahead and subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including new episode notifications and more. Again, my next new episode is going to be on Monday after the Thanksgiving break. Thanks for watching. Hey, you know, I'm always here trying to give value to you, and I am incredibly thankful that I get to do what I do and that you're here with me and part of my world as, you know, I'm going on this journey through life. And so I want to wrap this up by saying 365 days a year, I am grateful for, I am thankful for you. So thanks for tuning in for this episode, and I'll see you next time. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.